There we leave the BBC World Service to start our day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. We'll be getting underway properly in just a moment with the Shipping Bulletin and News Briefing, but first we look ahead to some of our programmes next week.
Lockdown's legacy on BBC Radio 4.
We were blamed for not being available and we're saying you can't catch COVID from a telephone.
When the UK was locked down in 2020, medical professionals witnessed sudden changes.
The only people that they had seen were the people in their house. And so when they see other people wearing masks, it freaked them out.
What did healthcare staff see happening to young patients?
We missed the children. We missed them.
It was this unnerving silence.
Part of lockdown's legacy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, The Medics, on Monday at 8.
You can also hear a day-to-day recreation of the period leading up to lockdown. Lockdown's legacy, Waiting for COVID, is tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Now here's Chris Fawkes.
Thanks, Jane. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency over 0505 on Friday the 14th of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected Rockall, 1025 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, backing west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Viking. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. South Utsira. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Mainly fair. Good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. North or northeast, backing northwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. North or northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally poor. Fisher. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair. Good. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. East or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale late at first in far south, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers. Good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea. East or northeast 2 to 4. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. North veering northeast 4 to 6, then east 2 to 4 later. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. North or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then west 4 to 6 later in Hebrides. Showers. Good. Bailey. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6. Fair. Good. Fair Isle. North or northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 or 4, then west 5 or 6 later. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6. Showers. Good. Southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in west. Showers. Good. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. Northeast by north 4, 24 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Stornoway. Northeast 4, slight rain, 19 miles, 1012, rising. Lerwick. North by west 3, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Lucas. Northwest 1, recent rain, 24 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1007, rising slowly. Sandesi Light Vessel Automatic. North by West 4, 11 miles, 1006. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1006. Jersey, East Northeast 1, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast 4, 5 miles, 1006. Scilly Automatic, North 2, 19 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Valentia, East-Southeast 1, slight showers, 13 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, North by West 2, 32 miles, 1007, now rising. Malin Head, Northeast by North 3, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a cold and showery north to northeasterly airflow during the next 24 hours. Cape Wrath's Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, becoming fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, backing westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, becoming fair. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest veering north or northeast for a time 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest veering northeast 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable becoming northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 at times later south of Harwich. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in far east. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast veering east for a time 3 to 5. Showers for a time. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers. Good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Holme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable becoming east or northeast 2 to 4. Showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Holme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps wintry, becoming fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. East or northeast 2 to 4. Occasional rain at first. Good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, backing northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first. Good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 3 or less, then west or southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers at first. Good. Shetland Isles. North or northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 or 4, then west 5 or 6 later. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast for in a few minutes' time, but for now, I'll hand you back to Jane.
Thanks, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 14th of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Ukraine's president calls Vladimir Putin's response to ceasefire proposals manipulative. The equality watchdog tells McDonald's franchise owners they could face legal action if they fail to protect staff from sexual abuse. In business, there's a warning taxpayers will suffer if Thames Water collapses. And in sport, the British tennis player Jack Draper is through to the semi-final of the Indian Wells Open. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has described Vladimir Putin as manipulative and called for further sanctions against Moscow after the Russian leader gave his first public response to a proposed 30-day ceasefire. Mr. Putin said he supported the plan put forward by the US, but said crucial details had to be sorted out and any agreement should address the root causes of the conflict. President Trump described Mr. Putin's comments as promising but not complete. People in Kyiv had this reaction.
To be honest, I don't believe this. There have been so many agreements and so many violations. I don't believe this.
It is hard to say, but a ceasefire would be good in any case, because if there is a ceasefire, people will stop dying. I think it would be a positive development. But what will the consequences of this ceasefire be? This is the question.
The US envoy Steve Witkoff has been in Moscow, where he was expected to meet the Russian president. Cheshire police say some staff at the hospital where the former nurse Lucy Letby worked could face gross negligence manslaughter charges. Letby was jailed for murdering 7 babies and attempting to murder 7 others at the Countess of Chester Hospital. The decision to expand the scope of the police investigation means individuals could be held criminally responsible, not just the organisation as a whole. A spokesperson at the Hospital Trust said it would not be appropriate to comment at this time. The owners of every McDonald's franchise in Britain have been warned they could face legal action if they fail to protect staff from sexual abuse. The Equality Watchdog has written to all 1,400 branches, telling them they must comply with their legal duties after a BBC investigation uncovered claims of a toxic culture of sexual assault and harassment. McDonald's said it was committed to doing everything it could to ensure a safe working environment. Veronica worked for McDonald's for nearly 3 years. She says it's frustrating to hear that the letter has been sent.
As a company, you know, you've had so many people come forward. You've had, you know, such a big organisation like the BBC, like make investigations. You know, these stories came to light. You've been reminded several times. It questions the integrity of the company, the integrity of the people who are in leadership positions.
The White House has reportedly instructed the Pentagon to draw up credible military options to ensure the United States has full access to the Panama Canal. President Trump